You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. And I'm about to bring you an interview with Monsignor Arturo Bañuelas, who serves as parish priest at St. Mark's in El Paso, Texas. Living right across the border from Ciudad Juarez in Mexico, like many others in his diocese, he's involved in the pastoral ministry to migrants, a ministry which he says goes beyond the physical needs of those who reach El Paso. Stay tuned. Father Arturo, from what I understand, you're based in Texas, precisely in El Paso, which borders with Ciudad Juarez. Presumably the border looms large there, together with the issues connected with immigration. Could you explain how you're involved in the pastoral ministry to migrants?
Our parish, just to give you one example of many other parishes, we serve the immigrant, newly arrived immigrants coming into the United States. Last month, we had 700, for example, in one of our shelters. There are several church shelters as well as the ones that the government has in town, the children, families, and adults. We serve food. We bring clothes. We clean the place. We talk with the immigrants. We help them get to their final destination. It's an incredible ministry. Twice a week, they come to the parish, and in the parish, we have a form of religious formation for them, and we celebrate their birthdays, things like that. We try to be a family to them while they're separated from their families. We also celebrate with them most of our cultural traditions around Christmas and throughout the year. It's a very beautiful ministry, very rewarding for us. One of the reasons this ministry is really important with the Pope's visit is that El Paso is the place where all the myths against immigrants are destroyed, are challenged. Because we see the contribution that immigrants are, whereas other parts of the country see the immigrants as a burden to our country. And so this ministry is changing hearts. This ministry is developing a beautiful sense of we are all one family and we all need to help each other, themes that the Holy Father is highlighting.
How has the situation regarding immigrants evolved recently? I heard that some Mexicans are returning home. Is this so? And would you explain this trend in terms of the financial crisis in the United States coupled with the improvement of the economic situation in Mexico?
For the first time in many years, there are more Mexicans returning to Mexico than entering the United States. There are several reasons for that. One is the declining economic opportunities for immigrants in the country, but also because of the deportations and somewhat of the anti-immigrant rhetoric in our country. All those are factors why some of the Mexicans are returning home. Plus, a lot of them have families, and they can't bring their families, and so they don't want to be separated from their families. That's another reason why they're returning home.
Many of the migrants now come from Central America after crossing Mexico to reach El Norte, as they call it. They're fleeing violence and poverty in their home countries, and as you mentioned, they're leaving their families behind. I heard that among those migrants from Central America, there are many unaccompanied minors, those who manage to avoid predation on the way there on the part of the drug lords as they cross Mexico. What happens to them once they reach or cross the border with the United States? I mean, after all, as I mentioned, many of them are children, no?
The majority of the immigrants that we minister with are mothers and children from Central America, mostly, very few from Mexico now. And their stories are incredibly painful to hear. The journey that these children have to endure, fear, hunger, cold, sometimes fear from other gangs along the way. When they arrive here, some of them arrive with trauma, very hungry, scared. And so this gives us a great opportunity to reach out to these young children. The majority of the immigrants that we minister to are mothers and children newly arrived into our area. It's a tragic story of what they have to endure to come here. 11-year-old boy with his 7-year-old brother coming alone all the way from Central America, enduring this incredible journey to come here and hopefully find somebody who will help them. Sometimes, many times, there is a family member in the United States. We try to connect them with them. The problem with a lot of this struggle that these children have is that once they reach a family member in the United States, they always live with the fear of being deported.
Presumably at a church level, borders are blotted out when it comes to helping out. But can more be done, and how, do you think? Do you have any suggestions?
Yes, more can be done. What needs to be done is that we need a serious, just, comprehensive immigration reform that enables people to migrate without all the difficulties of paperwork. It takes sometimes up to 18 years to try to become legally present in this country. And so people have to live in hiding all the time. And then you have a culture, a subculture of people living in hiding, always in fear of being deported. And as a consequence, they feel like second-class citizens and many times are treated as such because they have very little legal protection. We need immigration reform that also pays just wages to all workers. So there's a lot that can be done. And then there needs to be some kind of a negotiated treaty between nations that is binational, multinational, that also helps the development of the countries of origin. So to combat issues of poverty and crime in these countries where the immigrants come from.
You were listening there to Monsignor Arturo Bañuelas from St. Mark's Parish in El Paso, Texas. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.